All right, let's dive into an exercise that looks super simple, but is actually packed with so much detail. The swimming exercise. You've probably seen it, you've probably done it, but trust me, the difference between just going through the motions and truly mastering it is absolutely huge. Ready to get into it? So what's the secret sauce here? What is it that separates a sloppy, kind of useless movement from a really powerful, spine-strengthening one? That's what we're here to figure out. Okay, so first things first. Before we can perfect it, we really need to understand what we're actually trying to do. So let's pull this movement apart and look at its core components.
Let's get the nerdy technical name out of the way. Prone contralateral extension. Sounds complicated, right? But it's not. Prone just means you're lying on your stomach, and contralateral is just a fancy word for opposite arm and leg. Now, what this move is really targeting is something called the posterior oblique sling. Just picture this giant X of muscle and connective tissue on your back, linking one shoulder to the opposite hip. That's your body's built-in power harness, and we're about to turn it on.
You know, before you even think about lifting a single limb, the setup is everything. It all starts here. So you're going to lie face down, legs long, arms reaching overhead. But here's the crucial part. Step 3. You have to feel your pubic bone gently grounded into the mat. That's what's going to protect your low back. From there, slide your shoulder blades down your back, get your neck nice and long, and take a big breath that expands your ribs out to the sides. Seriously, this foundation is non-negotiable.
Okay, our foundation is solid. Now we can actually start to build the movement. And we always, always start with tier 1, the slow pattern. Think of this as the learning phase. This is where your brain and your body finally get on the same page.
Look, the goal here is not about how high you can lift or how fast you can go. It's all about precision. What we're trying to do is create length through the spine first and then add a tiny, super controlled lift. This is how you teach your body to extend without just crunching into your low back.
So here's how it plays out. You take a breath in and just imagine someone is gently stretching you from your head to your toes. Then as you exhale, you simply float the opposite arm and leg off the floor. And I mean float. We're talking an inch, maybe two, that's it. Then you inhale to lower back down with that exact same control. The key word here is float, not hike, not yank.
So what's really going on under the hood while you're doing this? Well, think of it like two teams working together. You've got your movers. That's your glutes, your hamstrings, your back muscles. They're the ones creating the lift. But, and this is the important part, you also have the guardians. This is your deep core, your obliques. They are working overtime to keep your torso perfectly still. They are the true silent heroes of this entire exercise.
So once you've really mastered that slow, controlled pattern, and only then, you've earned the right to level up. Welcome to Tier 2, the rhythmic flutter. This is where we start to add some speed and challenge your endurance.
Now the goal totally shifts. We're challenging that stability you just worked so hard to build, but now we're adding a quick, continuous rhythm. The new question is, can you maintain that perfect, stable form when things start moving a whole lot faster?
So you start by finding that same long line from Tier 1. Then you begin these small, quick flutters, almost like you're drumming your fingers on a table. Now, your breathing is absolutely key to staying in control here. You can try a classic Pilates breath, inhaling for 5 counts and exhaling for 5 counts. Or you can try these sharp little ha-ha-ha exhales to really keep that core locked in. And listen, the second you feel your hips start to rock or your back start to arch, the set is over. Quality over quantity, always.
So let's just put these side by side for a second to really see the difference. Tier 1 is the pattern. It's all about slow, deliberate control with your breath tied to every single movement. Tier 2 is the performance. It's a quick tempo with a continuous rhythmic breath designed to build endurance. You have to master the pattern before you can own the performance. You've got to earn it.
All right, so you know the what and you know the how. Now let's get into the good stuff, the pro tips that will really perfect your form. This is how you make sure you're swimming smarter, not just harder.
Ah, the banana back. This is without a doubt the number one mistake I see. People arch their low back like crazy trying to get more height. The fix is actually so simple. You just have to change your thinking. Think lengthen before you lift. Keep that pubic bone heavy, reach long, and let the lift come from your upper back and your glutes, not your lower back.
Okay, the next big one is all that tension that loves to creep up into your neck and shoulders. You know the feeling, right? Your shoulders start to become earrings and your ribs pop off the floor when you breathe. The fix? Actively think about sliding your shoulder blades down your back away from your ears. And when you inhale, imagine your ribs expanding to the sides of the room, not just pushing down into the floor. Keep those ribs quiet.
And remember, this exercise needs to work for your body. If your low back feels a little sensitive, pop a small folded towel under your hips and make the movement even smaller. If you've got neck tension, just bring your gaze a little closer to the mat and maybe pull your arms into a W shape. It is always about adapting the exercise to fit you, never forcing your body to fit the exercise.
To help all of this stick, I want to give you a few powerful mental cues you can use. First one up, be a dart, not a banana. I love this one. It's such a great image, right? It instantly reminds you to maintain that long, strong, straight, and purposeful line from your fingertips all the way to your toes.
Here's a great one for when you're doing the faster flutter. Think to yourself, skim the surface, no splashes. This little cue just perfectly reinforces that idea that the lift should be small and controlled. It's about quiet precision, not big, chaotic movements.
And finally, this is probably the most important one, the real technical heart of the exercise. Length first, then a paper-thin lift. Always, always prioritize creating that space and length in your spine before you even think about lifting off the ground.
So, if you only take one single thing away from our little deep dive today, please let it be this. This is the golden rule. Height is not the goal. Height is the result of achieving maximum length and stability. You have to earn it. You can't force it.
You know, this whole principle, length before load, stability before strength, it doesn't just apply to the swimming exercise. It applies to pretty much everything we do. So the real question I'll leave you with is this. Now that you know the why behind the movement, how are you going to approach your next workout, or even just your next movement, with this new level of intention? It's something to think about.